Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back. Well, first off, Happy New Year. We are now in 2020, y'all. Yo. Oh, my God. That shit makes you feel mad old, yo. 2020, Jesus Christ. Where is the time going? It just feels like time moves like so fast now, because I guess because when you get older, you start hearing them bones crack and you start not being as springy of a chicken that you used to be. It's like, it feels like time to start speeding up and it's trying to give you the boot and like get you the F up out of there, because I don't know, man. Just always feel like that. Like, time is trying to get you up out of there. After you hit like 30, like, life is trying to get you up out of there. Like, that, at least that's what it feel like. But I hope everybody started that new year off right. And welcome back to the podcast. The Soliloquy Podcast. We are here for another episode. And man, this one. This is a call to action for all the ladies out there. I really need y'all to listen to this one. I'm everywhere: Google, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, everything. I'm everywhere. So, it's easy. Just look up the Soliloquy Podcast. You should find it. At least when I looked up myself, I didn't find another one. It may be another one named out there, but the picture of my podcast, you'll see like me standing in a clearing. Really, it's just my backyard, but I'm standing in a clearing by myself with my hands in my pocket, so you can know you picked the right podcast. Appreciate you guys coming back to check me out on as always too, by the way, if y'all are listening to it on Apple, make sure you rate it 5 stars, because like I said before the last podcast, if you guys aren't listening to it, you know, you can still throw it through the algorithms by giving it 5 stars, and then maybe other people will, you know, eventually get to it, hear it, like it, share it, whatever. So that just helps me move through the algorithms, because that's the world we live in now. And this digital age is all about algorithm. No more people, no more human ears, no more word of mouth. This is about algorithm. That's how you get your word of mouth out now. You got to get them algorithms jumping. So appreciate everybody for coming back. My new year started off fine, I guess. If you guys listened to the last one, you know that I revealed that for the last maybe 5 months of last year, I wasn't living at home. I moved out because of some complications with, you know, me and the wife. I got to a point where I broke and I just couldn't, you know, sit in silence no more about certain things. And I just was like, fuck it. And I just was like, I'm fucking out of here. And I grabbed all my shit, all this, well, if you're watching the video, all this shit in the background, I took all that shit and left. So yeah, man, I just couldn't take that shit. I just fucking left, because we was going through some things, and I'm the type of person that, obviously, I'm doing a podcast talking to myself, so I talk a lot, and in my first episode, I revealed that, you know, I talk to myself all the time. So I figured, you know, especially like I just said in the beginning, in the digital age, you know, why not make a podcast and just sit here and you know, just run my mouth. And I ain't gonna lie, when I came up with that idea, it all stemmed off of basically me listening to Bill Burr, because Bill Burr, one of my favorite comedians, he has a podcast, and that's what he do. He barely has guests, and he just talks to himself about his thoughts. And I was like, I do that all the time too on the regular, so I might as well do it myself. So with that being said, I'm a talker, man. I have to get what's on my mind out. And the problem with being a talker is that I guess you can talk too much. So with that being said, my wife is not a talker. She don't talk a lot. She keeps all her thoughts and feelings buried deep. Like, even when we were super in love, like, she keeps all of her thoughts and feelings buried deep. She don't let out nothing. It's like trying to break an uncrackable egg. Like, you want to get to the yolk, but it just, you can, you just hitting the egg, bang, 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 and You're not getting nothing. That yoke is not coming out of that joint. And that's kind of how she is. And with me, you know, I'm always talking. I'm always saying how I feel. I'm always expressing myself about things that's wrong, things that are not wrong, things I'm happy about, things I'm sad about, things I'm passionate about, things I'm always saying something. So when you are in a relationship with a person who doesn't talk, makes it super hard to obviously communicate. Because it's like you're doing all the talking, they're doing all the listening, but they're not saying nothing back. And I've been told by her, and that's why I'm trying to move forward, be different. But I've been told by her that I don't listen. And she's probably right, because I do all the talking. Maybe I'm not giving her space in the talking to say something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that could be it. So, and if that is it, I've been working on that. So now when I do talk, I definitely give myself a breather and I let her have the floor. But I will say, prior to me even doing that, there still was times where I felt like I was giving her the opening to talk and she still would never talk. Or better yet, because this is more accurate, I would not talk and I will wait for her to say something to me. Like, just about, and here's the thing, when you're with a person, girlfriend, you know, or wife, whatever, or no husband or boyfriend, whatever, you know when something's wrong with that person. You know what I mean? You know. They don't have to say nothing. You know something is wrong. Especially if you've been with them for more than a few months, if you actually had some years with that person, you know when something is wrong with that person. So with that being said, I know when something's wrong with my wife. So when she doesn't talk, it frustrates the shit out of me, because I'm like, I know something's wrong. Just tell me what's fucking wrong. You know what I'm saying? Just tell me what's wrong so we can come to some conclusion about what the fuck is happening. Don't just leave me in the dark and not talk. Like, that kills me. I'm like, and it's interactions, and it's in the way she moves, it's in the way she's sitting around moping, it's in the way she's just staring at the TV but not really watching TV. You're just like, I know something is wrong with you. Just talk to me. So even in those situations where I'm like, you know, being quiet, I'd be waiting for her to talk. And it's like, she just doesn't talk, you know? So, and then that frustrates me because I talk a lot. And then I may talk to her about something, then I still don't get nothing out of her. And then, you know, I might talk a little more and then I still don't get nothing out of her. Then I might start yelling and then I may get some mutton out of her, but it's not what I was looking for. It may be like, you know, basically, you know, a tap back. If I tap you, you tap me back. Like, not the kind of communication that's going to be good in a relationship. So, and then after that, I spaz. Now I'm throwing shit. Now I'm punching walls. Now I'm flipping tables. Like, I'm flipping the fuck out because I've tried to do all the talking about things we have issues with, but I don't get a response. Until I start flipping fucking tables, then I get some kind of response. And I hate the fact that in a lot of our arguments, it has to get to the point where I'm flipping tables to get you to talk. I want you to just talk. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just, you know, how it's been. But I say all that to say, moving forward in 2020, I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to flip tables, get mad. No, leave the house like I did. I don't want to do that stuff. I want us to be able to talk about our problems. And it's like, with her, is like, we don't, it's like I said, I'm trying to eat the fact that maybe I didn't let her room to talk. But at the same time, even when I'm not talking, you never bring up the issues you may have with me or you may have with us. It's just, you don't say nothing. So it's like, I don't know what the fuck we want me to do. So with all that being said, 2020, I'm trying to move forward and I'm trying for us to be different. But the question, you know, that I have is, it's just about, okay, I'll just ask the question. The question that I have for the ladies, the main question anyway that I have for the ladies out there listening. What do you do as a man when you're out of options? And I guess what I mean by that is, when you try to talk, when you tried to sit down, when you tried to be an adult, when you've raised hell, when you've ignored each other forever, what do you do then? Like, is that just it? And I guess the bigger question is, what I'm saying, if a woman gets to the point where they just not going to do anything, like, like, I broke her. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'll just say it. I broke her. Like, she's broken. She actually told me that. So if she's broken and she told me, you know, she's broken, is that it? Is it just over? Like, is there no cleaning it up? Is there no fixing the problem? If a woman is broken, if she says, I'm broken, is that just the end? Because I feel like I've done everything from A to Z as far as trying to get her to open up so we can figure out our problems so we can come to a solution. But if you're broken, should I even try anymore? Should we even try anymore? You know, should there, you know, and just for the record, we've already talked about this and we're going to try, but I'm just putting this out there because I just want to know what other people would think in, like, in a situation like mine. Like, if a woman is broken, especially from the, I want to know what the women would do. If a woman, if you are a woman, you are broken. You are broken. The man broke you. He didn't crack the vase. He dropped it. You know, he didn't just put a crack in the vase that no matter how much you put, you know, super glue on that vase, there's still a crack in it. He pushed it off the table and it fell and broke in a bunch of pieces. Is that the end? Do I just call it quit? Do I stop trying? Or do I just try anyway? I know, and that's what I need help with, because like I told you, I'm the type of person who's always trying to reach out to figure out what we need to do to move past whatever we're dealing with. And since we've been together, it's always been, I got to talk, yell, scream, throw something, then the stuff comes out. And I don't want to keep doing it like that. I just want to be able to come to you, talk, and you talk back. You know what I'm saying? And yes, I do give her time to think about it. Yes, I do give her time to breathe and all of that. I give her time to think about what she needs to say. And it still feels like there's no solution to certain things. And I want to get to the point where there should be a solution at some point. Not just, okay, we're going to be over here and I'm going to be over here and this is how we're going to live. Like, that's whack. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to live like that. That's whack. And like I said, you can use your own, you know, I had a friend of mine. Well, before I even say that, I was about to say, you can use your own relationship and just kind of equate it to mine. What would you do if you had a man like me who didn't just crack the vase, he dropped it and it's broke? But he's doing everything he can to try to put the pieces together and still try to make it, you know, and still trying to make you whole, still try to, you know, rejuvenate you and bring you back to life. Like, I'm not giving up, you know? So, but anyway, I got a real good friend of mine. I know she's probably going to listen to the podcast because she always do. But I got a real good friend of mine who told me that my problem is I'm always trying to fix things. And I didn't tell her this because I did tell her that I didn't agree. But I did. But what I didn't tell her is I have a real fucking problem with that statement. Because, and she said it out of love because she kept emphasizing that she was saying it out of love. And I know that because just know she's one of my best friends. I know she wasn't trying to, you know, say nothing, you know, bad against me, nothing. But, but I find that to be stupid to say that it's wrong for a man to try to fix issues. Like, of course, I can't fix everything, but that's not really the point. The point of being a man is to provide and protect. Now, with that being said, if you talk to any woman on a podcast, on a radio show, on a talk show, on any of those fucking bullshit shows that y'all like to watch, women always say that being a provider is not just about money. Women say that. Being a provider is not just about money. It's about being there emotionally, physically, spiritually. And for some reason, every fucking woman says it in that order. Emotionally, physically, spiritually. Okay. So according to y'all's logic, being a provider isn't always just about money. So it's not always just, I have this financial problem, baby, can you fix it? So when you have a problem that's not dealing with money and you tell the man he can't fix it, then what the fuck is, I might can't fix it, but I am supposed to provide a solution. I am supposed to provide some answers, but I get flack from my wife and my friend saying that I can't fix everything, and you're not supposed to even try to fix it. But I'm like, then what's the point of me being a provider? I'm supposed to provide something. So don't tell me that, oh, it's okay to provide money and help you pay your fucking bills, but it's not okay to provide some kind of answer for your spiritual pain or physical pain or emotional pain. I can't do nothing about that. I'm supposed to just step back. No, I'm supposed to help there too, because I'm a provider. I'm providing some kind of assistance. And like I said, my friend is telling me that I can't do that. And my wife is telling me that I can't do it. Because my wife even said, you're always trying to fix things. I'm like, because I'm a provider. I'm supposed to. Why would you tell somebody who's supposed to be a provider not to provide? I might can't fix it, but I'm providing a solution. It may not be the right one, but I'm giving you a solution that I feel may work. I'm trying to help you get to where you need to be, because that's what a provider does. Remember, according to y'all logic, it's not just about money. Spiritual healing, physical healing, emotional healing, I'm supposed to help there too, according to y'all. But then when those things come up, you tell me I can't help. That doesn't make any sense to me. So I just I don't know what, like, I'm supposed to try to help. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. And then, you know, but that's when the guy part of me comes out and say, yeah, y'all full of shit then. Because the same nigga you saying that, you know, you don't know if you love anymore, you don't mind asking for, you know, financial help. You don't mind saying, babe, can you take me here? I need to do this. Babe, I need a couple of dollars to do that. Babe, I need you to help me pay this. Like, you don't mind doing that shit. But then when it comes to the other shit, you go, well, back off. I don't need your help in that. It's like, what? Not to mention what I just said. You don't mind asking a nigga you so-called don't know if you love anymore for help. The fuck? Like, that shit don't make no sense to me. So, like, don't tell me that I'm not supposed to help, when I know damn well that's what I'm supposed to do. No disrespect to my wife or my best friend. I know damn well that's what I'm supposed to do. Because that's what a man does. If that's the case, stop writing those motherfucking memes that women like to write about. I need mental stimulation. I'm trying to provide that shit. And you're telling me no. You know, like, that's some bullshit. But yeah, man, but that's the biggest thing. Like, I'm just trying to figure out, what do I do from here? Do I just step back and do nothing? I feel less than a man if I'm doing nothing. I'm just sitting here just watching her go through the motions. Like, that's some dumb shit. Like, to just sit and do nothing, to me, is no different from the ain't shit nigga or the nigga who ain't shit who's just sitting there playing Madden all day. He ain't doing nothing. He's just there. And I'm not about to just be sitting laying on the fucking couch, even though, yeah, I pay the bills. But I'm not about to be sitting there just sitting on the fucking bed and just watching you go through loop-de-loops in your mind. I do realize there's certain things that, yeah, of course, obviously I can't help you fix, but I'm still supposed to help provide solutions. Like, don't tell me I'm supposed to just sit back and do nothing. Like, one of my best friend's answers was, just live your life. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, you're telling me to just be a dad, just be a husband still, and just let her breathe? In theory, that sounds good, but that's really stupid too, because you're basically telling me to ignore her issues. There's no way a man, this is the thing that women got to understand about men who are really in love with their woman. I can't sit there and watch you suffer, just like I can't watch my kid in a pool and can't swim. I'm going to dive out there and help. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me that when you're in pain, I'm supposed to just watch you suffer. First of all, just as an example of that, dude, it fucking killed me to watch my wife be pregnant, because I knew physically as it was nothing I could do to fix it. I just had to watch her in pain. The only thing I could do was provide hot dogs when she wanted me to go to Quick Trip and get hot dogs, because when she was pregnant with Jay, all she wanted was hot dogs. That was the only thing I could do to help. And to I had to stop Jay from kicking her stomach real hard. So I would, like, talk to Jay in his stomach, and then he would cool down. Like, her stomach used to be, like, poked out to here because Jason's foot would be kicking out. And I would talk to Jay, and it would literally stop him from kicking out. But, like, that was all I could do. Other than that, all the other shit, though, I couldn't do nothing about it. And that shit was killing me inside. I was like, I hated the pregnancy phase. Well, Jay and Giselle, I fucking hated it, because there's nothing I can do about it. I just have to watch you suffer. And every day I was suffering because you were. You know what I'm saying? So Don't tell a man who really loves his woman that when she's in pain, just don't worry about it. What the fuck? No man who really loves their woman can just watch that. You just can't. There's no fucking way I can just watch somebody I love be hurt and just, I'm just sitting there playing fucking my PS4 right here. Like, I can't fucking do that. That's impossible. Unless I didn't give a shit. Then yeah, I could do it. All right, I'm about to go to my cousin's house. Like, then, yeah, but I care. So you can't tell me not to care. Or don't do anything about it. Just let her go through. What the fuck? I can't do that shit, bro. That's not, I can't do that shit. Like I said, I'm a talker. So I need to know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see how when, you know, you're going through something like that, as a man who loves his woman, he's supposed to just sit there and just watch her go through it. And just say little shit like, if you need me, I'm here. No, fuck if you need me, I'm here. I'm here. What the fuck you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then come on, I'll throw out some suggestions. We can figure this shit out together. That's the type of dude I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to build myself up to sound perfect, but one thing I can say about myself as a husband, I communicate too fucking much. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always there. I'm always there to try to help in some kind of capacity. Like I said, to the point that, like I said, when she comes home, I grab her bags immediately, take them upstairs. Like, I do all, I'm always fucking there, bro. Like, you can't, I'm always fucking there, man. Only, I will say I did kind of slow down on the back massages and fucking foot massages. I probably need to go back to doing that. But other than that, I'm always fucking there when she need me. Like, even when she fucking can't stand me, like, right now. Like I said, I moved back in and we're trying to figure it out, but I can tell she still can't fucking stand me. And, you know, I don't even talk about, you know, well, matter of fact, I will get into that too. As much as I hurt her, something else I think women don't ever think about is how much we hurt. Like, I don't think y'all think about that shit. Like, women are so, I feel like y'all are so self-absorbed with y'all pain and y'all emotion and what y'all go through as women and y'all bodies and shit that you don't think about what we fucking go through. As men getting ripped apart in the world and coming home and getting ripped apart by the same person who said, I do, or the same person who said, I love you. That shit fucking hurts. Not to mention, you know, when, man, men probably don't like to admit this, but when a man is truly in love, the only thing that can really make him feel whole is his woman. Like, when his woman is not connected, that shit fucks with him, because this is the home that he built, you know what I'm saying, for the person he loves. And then when he don't get that love back, that shit fucks with you. I can't just be like, all right, nigga, I'm about to go fucking play Xbox. Like, that shit hurts. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I go through some shit too. Men go through shit too. But y'all, when y'all get hurt, y'all be so self-absorbed in y'all own pain that y'all never think that you might have hurt that nigga too. You know what I mean? Like, don't keep, you know, like, don't be so self-absorbed in your own pain. Think about it. This is the reason I'm always asking what's wrong. This is the reason I'm always trying to figure out what I can do to help. This is the reason I'm always trying to give my assistance, because I care that you're in pain. But I got to be honest, man, and I don't know if it's just my wife too, but y'all don't never ask about our pain. At least in my situation, and a lot of men's situations I know, they never ask about how they doing. Like, I got family members right now that they always got a hand out to it. They always got their hand out to them. But when it comes to, like, receiving some shit, like asking for assistance, ain't nobody saying shit. But you want some gimme, 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 gimme. But when it's time to, you know, maybe see if he need help, I ain't trying to pull him downstairs. I'm doing the podcast. You want to say hi? My daughter coming, y'all. Are you kidding? No. Oh no, that's not good. I gotta see. My car, my lights is on? Oh no. Yes. Oh crap. That means my battery might be done. I gotta check. Hold on.
Hi, humans. party pooper. Let me finish this up. Oh, man.
My car lights on.
I left my car lights on, but it was just the hazard lights, so it ain't no big deal. The hazard lights is like, luckily they don't drain that much battery, but I did crank the car up to make sure. Because I was like, oh crap, don't tell me I freaking did that. Damn. I would have jumped in the car to go get the kids from school. That shit would have been like, oh my gosh, shit. That would have been fucked up. But it's good. It ain't no big deal. Anyway, Dad, what was I saying? I don't remember. My daughter fucked me up. Shit, what was I saying? I forgot. See, this is the time I wish I was live streaming, because then I'd just be like, yo, where did I leave off? Because now I don't fucking know. I think I was talking about, I was talking about the communication, and I was talking about opening up, and I was talking about, crap, I can't remember. See, this is the problem when you run your mouth all the time, because I do this all the time, be forgetting what I be talking about. And then I left off talking about getting my assistance, and then, crap, I'm super having a brain fart. I don't remember. But, okay. Okay, well, I'll finish with a different point, because I really don't remember where I was at. But anyway, so yeah, I'm home, I'm here, but we're in this situation where it's like the first day I came back, it was like this weird energy in the room, and I was completely fine, because the thing about me too that I will say about myself is I don't hold grudges. Like, we've done things to hurt each other, but I'm the type of nigga that can just look past that shit. I mean, yeah, it hurts, and yeah, it takes a while for me to get to that point, but when I get to that point, it's fucking over. Actually, I take it back. It don't take me a while to get to that point. After I'm over it, I'm fucking over it. It's over. I'm over it. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it may still replay, like, in the back of my mind, but I'm not gonna, like, you know what I'm saying, make you suffer for it. I will say this, in a lot of the things we had, and a lot of times we had like arguments or like debates, I would bring up past hurt to just show how it affect me, but not to hurt you. Meaning, I don't treat you different because of what you've done to me. I'm not the type of dude, like, you might do something to fuck me that might hurt. I'm not going to start treating you different, especially if I still care. I just can't. But, you know, she will. And I feel like the things I've done to her is like, I still got to deal with it and be in that moment still. And the thing she done to me, I might use an example when we talk about some shit, but I don't hold it to you as far as I don't treat you different. Like, I don't come in out and just be like, sup? Yeah. Yeah, all right. Like, I don't do, like, I still treat you the same. I still kiss you and want to touch you and hug you and all that shit. I still want to be, you know what I'm saying, around you and all of that. Like, I don't treat you different. Because I can get past shit. But right now, we're in this space where, you know, I've heard her, like I said, I dropped the vase, and it's like, even before I dropped the vase, when I cracked the vase, it's been different ever since. And I'm like, yo, that ain't fair. Like, I know as men, we are more accountable for our actions, but y'all got to start understanding something, man. Y'all can't hold us so accountable for shit that y'all don't take no accountability. I think that's the biggest problem that we have in relationships. Like, women hold us at such a high accountability rate that when they do shit, they don't ever think about their part of it. Like, they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're like, okay, I guess a good example of that would be like, most people probably in my age who watch this, I know most people who know me are in my age group and a little and older have seen Baby Boy. And you know the part when Jody slaps the shit out of Yvette. Now, in a real situation, take it out of the 2-hour movie context. In a real situation, Yvette probably hit Jody like 50,000 times before he finally snapped and slapped the hell out of her. In a real situation. In a movie, I think she might have poked him like a couple times and then he snapped. You got to look at it in a real situation sense. Point being, a woman will say that you said you wouldn't do X, Y, and Z to me. You wouldn't cheat on me. You wouldn't blah, blah, blah. You wouldn't blah, blah, blah. And as a man, that is what you're trying to do. You're not trying to be that type of nigga. But then you keep pushing that nigga to be that type of nigga. And then when he do it, you go, see, you did this and you said you wasn't gonna do. And it's like, yo, how long you gonna poke a nigga before he finally do some shit that he said he wasn't gonna do? And women do that all the time. Like me, like I've never like stepped out on my wife or nothing like that. But at the same time, it's like, everybody who knows me, at least, you know, I'm like a super huge flirt, and I used to do it a whole lot more. I don't even do it no more now because I'm just tired of it. But I was like a super big flirt and all that. But it did kind of heighten when me and my wife kind of like stopped being like physical, like to the power. Like me, I'm not a physical driven dude. I don't need sex all the time. But all the time doesn't mean never. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, and I mean it. I'm not the nigga who gotta get pussy every day, every week, I don't need it like that. But I need some. You can't just not give me none. You know what I'm saying? Cause then I'll start doing shit. Now, I never cheated, but I have some dick pics I have in the past. I flirted a whole bunch. I've had girls, you know, talk dirty to me and just all that shit. And she found out about all that shit. But it's like, and at the time when this stuff happened, this is way long time ago. But when this stuff did happen, it's like, well, what was I supposed to do? You wasn't giving it to me. You wasn't being physical with me. You wasn't flirting with me no more. You wasn't doing nothing, and not for weeks at a time, months at a time. And most niggas would have cheated a million times already, but I didn't do that. But the little bit I did do, it hurt her. So I'm saying, okay, you know I'm a man. You know I got physical needs. You know we both do, especially me, because I know she's not really a horn dog. I am. But you know that about me, but yet you don't do nothing with me. I'm not the type of dude that's just like, I'm not that married guy that I just climb my big ass on top of you and just be like, let's fuck. I'm not that nigga. Like, I actually still go down there, eat the box, do the shit, foreplay. I still do all that. So it's not that I'm just this big hairy nigga that just jump on top of you, let's fuck. I don't do that. So with that being said, it's like, you don't take care of me, but yet you don't want me to take care of myself. Like, I remember she used to get mad when I used to watch flicks, but I'm like, but you're not doing nothing. So that's why I used the Jody and Yvette example. You kept hitting that nigga, and then when he do something you don't want him to do, you go, I thought you said you wouldn't. But I'm like, well, what the fuck is he supposed to do then? You know what I'm saying? And then a girl will say, walk away, go to the gym, blah, 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 blah. But the problem is, at that point, you're not taking your part in the accountability. You're telling him to have an alternative to something you are supposed to provide. Not the gym. Not, because I had my friend tell me to go to the gym. No, fuck that. I go to the gym to work out. I don't go to the gym to relieve my stress. Not stress, but my sexual tension and shit like that. I don't go to the gym for that. That's what you are for. You know what I'm saying? But you're telling me to take the part in our relationship that you're supposed to be accountable for and put it somewhere else. And that's not fair to the guy. But then when a nigga cheat or a nigga start doing some shit or a nigga be texting the bitch on his phone, then you go, why are you doing that? And I'm hurting. Because you're not doing nothing for me. And so it's just like, I never understood that part. Like, y'all hold us so accountable that y'all don't take no part in the shit that y'all are accountable for. Niggas don't just do shit for nothing, yo. And there are niggas who are abusive that do shit for nothing. But I'm not one of them dudes. I'm not one of them dudes that is, I'm going to fucking cheat on you because of nothing. Or I'm going to just, I'm going to just hit you in the face because. No. Like, if I was to do that, I never did it. But I'm saying, if I was to hit my wife, trust me, she did some shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't operate like that. So the thing, and this is something that's just, I don't know, this is just the truth. The shit I have done to her, it was a reaction of not getting what I'm supposed to get in a relationship. And it's like, how long am I supposed to wait? So now I'm coming back home, I'm trying to be a turn new leaf, and I'm trying not to react in those irresponsible ways. So because I'm not acting out in those irresponsible ways, I bring the question back up. What am I supposed to do? If you, the woman, are just not giving me what I need, but I still give you what you need, when do y'all think about our feelings? When do you think about our needs? You can't be so wrapped up in what you need to do and leave me hanging. Because we are supposed to hold this fort together. When I fall, you're supposed to pick me up. Just like when you fall, I'm supposed to pick you up. But it feel like in a lot of relationships, memes aside, because y'all talk all that shit and all that king, queen bullshit, all that memes aside, when the king fall, y'all be ready to bounce. Y'all be ready to pick him up by his feet and help him keep moving forward. Y'all be ready to dip. Y'all be ready to call it quits. In most cases, women be ready to call it quits. They don't be ready to pick the man up by the bootstraps and say, king, let's do this. Y'all be ready to ball. He ain't the king no more. I'm going to go find a new crown. Or just opt out. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm in a situation where I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and not react irresponsibly when we have issues. And I'm trying to do the right thing. But my I just need to know, what am I supposed to do when you have a person who doesn't really open up? Am I supposed to just sit, twiddle my thumbs, and wait? And if so, how long do I wait? Like, could this go on for months, years? Like, and not to mention, like I said, I still do shit for my wife. I still do things, so I still take her out. I still, you know, tell her I love her. And there's a lot of things she said that I don't do that I'm going to do my damnedest this year to do. But once I do that stuff, does it change our relationship? Or is it just, okay, now he's doing what I want him to do, and I'm going to sit back and just enjoy it? Like, what happens? You know what I'm saying? Like, when do I get my rejuvenation? Because I can't keep, you know, because right now, yeah, I do feel like I'm pouring water into a cup with a hole in it. But once you pass that shit up, when you going to come fill my cup? You know what I'm saying? With some affection and love and just communication. I got to get something too. But, you know, I guess that's the gist of what I want to talk about. It's a pretty short podcast this time. But that's the gist of it. I just need help trying to figure out how to, you know, move forward without being, like I said, and we've already, like I said, I'll just say it one more time. Me and her have already talked about this. So I already know moving forward, I'm going to be better and do my part and be responsible and do all and try to go down the checklist of things that, you know, I don't do, that she claimed I don't do. And I'm going to start doing them. But in the meantime, while I'm patching up all these holes that you say I don't do, what you going to do for me? You know, like, a marriage is supposed to be a two-way. We're supposed to both be on the same road. I'm not supposed to be way up here and you way back here. I'm not supposed to be way ahead and you far behind. And if you far behind, I'm not gonna lap you. I'm gonna wait for you to catch up. But like, damn, you know, like, when are you gonna catch up? Like I said, right now we good, but I just need to know, like, what am I supposed to do, man? Like, I want us to be, you know, like the tight, close-knit couple we was when we started. We was the shit when we started. It ain't been long enough for us to fall off, not in my eyes. We've only been together, since 2009. Been married since 2012. So, to me, that's not long enough for us to just start falling the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not. And I don't want us to ever fall off. I don't want us to ever fall off. And I'm never going to do nothing like I did before. Like, I ain't going to, like, pack up and leave again. You know what I'm saying? Unless it really comes down to, you know, divorce, which I don't want to do. But it just goes to show, man, like, you don't never know what people are really going through. Like, I'm trying to start this. And then, like I said, just to reiterate, the year started off fine, like I said. But it's just, I'm just hoping that it goes up and not down. Cause like I said on my last podcast, 2019 was fucking terrible. Like, it was completely a decline. Like, I need an incline this time. And I don't care if it's a slow incline, but I need an incline this time around, not a decline. Cause woo, that decline was just, I hated every day of 2019. I hated every day of it. I was just like, I'm suffering. So, you know, I don't care if it's a slow incline, but I'm just hoping it's an incline this time around. Because, man, that was some bullshit last year. But that's it, man. I got to go get them cheering from school. The oldest one is home now, which means I got to go get the little babies. And I can't be recorded when they get here because they're going to be just talking. And they like this light back here. And they're going to be looking at the lights going, ooh, purple. And, well, for the people listening, I got a smart light. And it's because I was going to get LED lights to put down here in the game room, but that's too much light. I wanted just a nice, cool, calm lit system. And I know a lot of gamers, oh, this is nerd talk now, but I know a lot of like gamers who got like PCs, got all these neon lights and shit everywhere. I want the lights, but I wanted a nice tone, a nice ambiance. Is that how you say it? I don't know. But I didn't want like I just wanted a nice aesthetic. I didn't want like a whole bunch of zippity zap lights, because once I get my computer, it's going to be lights all over that anyway. So I just wanted like a cool, nice little lamp. And I got, well, you can't see it here, but I got a little thing on my table that lights up, but it's not a whole bunch of lights. When I first started doing this, I had LED lights on the TV. I had my little Pac-Man thing back there that lights up, but like, everything that I got that does light, it don't light up a lot. But when I had the LEDs, I was like, yeah, it's kind of too much. So I didn't do the LEDs. The LEDs are in my daughter's room, and now it looks like a rave party. If you go on my Instagram, you can see it. My Instagram is J Plays Games. So J, I think it's J underscore. I can't even remember. But J Plays Games. I want to say J underscore plays underscore games is with a Z. So J underscore plays with a Z underscore games with a Z. If you go there, I think it's like the first video. Like my daughter, like in the room with like a rave party in there because the lights is going all crazy. And my wife overruled my judgment. I told her she can have the lights on at night if she want. My wife said no. So she's a party pooper. Says you can't have the lights on. But I guess it would be stupid to have the lights on at night because you sleep. Why do you need the lights blinking and flickering and doing shit while you sleep? It's stupid. So I get it. I just didn't care because I'm a dad. So I'm serious about big rules. I don't care about little shit. Like moms or like don't eat cookies before dinner. Me, I'm like, I don't care, get a cookie. Just eat dinner. You gotta eat dinner though, but I don't care if you get a cookie right now. That's me. Like I don't care about little rules. I care about big rules. You know what I'm saying? Like, be home by 6. Don't take your bike across the street, or don't go so far where I can't see you. Like, I care about big rules, you know, get good grades. But I don't care about, can I go to my friend's house and sleep over? Yeah, I don't care what. Like, especially if it's like right there, like I don't care about little shit. Big shit is what I care about. Pause. But anyway, man, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope I didn't screw it up when I forgot what I was saying. I hope I picked up somewhere significantly of where I left off, because I really still don't remember. But yeah, man, that's it. That's it for me, man. I had my boys say they want to be on the podcast, but I still got more stuff I got to buy. I have one mic and one little laptop. I need like a whole setup, and I don't have enough to have a bunch of people like down here talking. I still got to get a whole bunch of stuff, but that's beside the point. I don't know even why I brought that up, but I guess what I'm saying is eventually I will probably have guests. Anyway, thanks guys for listening and checking me out. Like I said, give it 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. And you know what it is already. It's me sitting down here, chilling, running my mouth and talking shit and hoping to make some kind of sense. This is the Soliloquy Podcast. Peace out.